Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are sharing with you on the subject of overcoming in area after area of your life, and today we're talking about overcoming the flesh. We've been talking about that on previous broadcasts, and this is such an important message. You've got to overcome the flesh if you are going to see the fruit of the Word of God produce in your life. Now, when we're talking about the flesh refers to the human nature, the outward human nature. This is referring to that old man. And the voice of the flesh is the feelings and the senses. We cannot walk after the senses and follow whatever we feel. This is very important, that the flesh is not only something you have that's not been redeemed, it is also something that you can live after. It is a way of life. If we walk in the flesh or live after the flesh, it is me living as a human being apart from God. It's living your life independent of God. And this is so important because so many Christians today, even though they're born again, they're really living after the flesh, after whatever they want, their own desires, after whatever they think they want to do. They're not submitting to the Word of God. They're not walking in the Spirit. They're living their life independent of God's Word. This is why you've got to put God's Word first place. The Bible says, Matthew 26:41, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. If you're running around in the flesh continually, you're probably yielding to temptation after temptation after temptation, which brings you into sin, which brings you into bondage. The spirit is always ready to overcome temptation. It's important that you walk in the spirit. Watch and pray so you don't enter in. Remember, the flesh is strengthless. You can't overcome the enemy with your own ability. It's only with the power of the Word of God. Jesus dealt with the enemy. It is written. He released spiritual power to deal with a spiritual enemy. In John 6:63, the Bible says the spirit's the one that quickens and brings life. The flesh profits nothing. You walk on the flesh, it's not profiting you one bit. The God's Word is spiritual law, it is spirit, and it is life. This is why if you're going to walk in the Spirit, you've got to walk by the Word of God. You've got to put God's Word first place in your life. You've got to learn to do what does the Word, what the Word says. Think, what does the Word say? And follow that, praise God. We're not walking in the flesh any longer. We now are walking in the Spirit. Well, the Galatians, they had started out in the Spirit, but then they had gotten off track and went back into the ways of the flesh, doing their own thing. In Galatians 3:3, he says, are you so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? You know, you're not to walk after the flesh any longer. You've got to walk in the Spirit. You've got to walk by the Word of God. You're to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. You've been called unto liberty. Don't use that liberty for an occasion to the flesh. Walk in the Spirit by the Word of God, and you'll not fulfill the lusts or the strong desires of the flesh. If you walk in the flesh, you'll never enter into your inherited rights and rule and reign over the enemy. Instead, you'll be under bondage. The Bible says they that are Christ in Galatians 5:24 have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. You're going to crucify those desires, strong desires, and whatever you want to do from the flesh. The Bible says in verse 25, if we live in the Spirit, which we do because we've been born again, we have the Spirit of Jesus Christ, we are a Spirit, and we live in the Spirit at all times, whether you realize it or not, let us also walk in the Spirit. You see, everything that you do is functioning in the realm of the Spirit. You've got to realize that. You are living in the Spirit. Therefore, walk in the Spirit. Speak in the Spirit. Speak what God's Word says to release spiritual law. Why do we pray? We pray to release the spiritual power of God, the spiritual laws of God, in order to affect the natural realm. Praise God. In Galatians chapter 6, the Bible says, if you sow to your flesh, you'll of the flesh reap corruption. Have you been reaping corruption and destruction in your life? Have you been reaping sickness and disease and poverty and all kinds of problems, corruptive things from this world and from the enemy? You've been sowing to the flesh. You need to turn around and start sowing to the Spirit. Change your mind. Start walking in the ways of the Word of God. Get the Word in you. And then you'll reap life everlasting. We used to fulfill the desires of the flesh and of the mind, but praise God, we now are choosing to walk in the ways of the Word. If you don't abstain from those fleshly lusts, what's going to happen? You're going to be brought into bondage to sin. You know, every man's tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Enticed means drawn into a contradiction. When that strong desire of your own comes, and if it's in contradiction to the Word of God, if you yield to it, let that lust conceive, it brings forth sin. Sin means to miss the mark so as not to share in the prize. And when it's finished, it brings forth death. 1 Peter 2:11 says, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, dearly beloved, abstain from fleshly lusts. Abstain from those fleshly lusts. They're warring against your soul. And what's it doing? It's trying to take the Word out of you, stop you from producing fruit. You know, when the Word comes to you, the devil tries to show up to get the Word out of your heart. And one of the things he uses is the lusts of the flesh, the strong desires of other things. If they enter in, Mark 4:19, they will choke the Word, and the Word will become unfruitful. You know, the Word doesn't automatically be fruitful in your life just because you hear it. A lot of Christians think, well, I hear the Word, so I expect that God's going to bring forth fruit. He will if you walk in the Spirit and you don't let the devil choke it out. Have you been letting the devil choke out the Word? There's lots of Christians that hear the Word and hear the Word and hear the Word and hear the Word, and they don't have any fruit. Why? Because they've let the enemy come in and choke the Word. And one of the ways is through the lusts or the strong desires of the flesh, and you will become unfruitful. 1 Peter 4:2 says that we no longer now are to live the rest of our time in the flesh to the lusts of men. Now we are to live to the will of God. We're to put off that old man and all of its deceitful lusts. And you're to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You've got to get the Word in your mind. You're going to put on that new man, and you're going to walk in the ways of the Word of God. The Bible says in Colossians 3:5, mortify those members upon the earth. Mortify everything. That means to deaden and subdue it. You're not going to let the flesh have dominion in your life. You're going to put on that new man. How? By being renewed in the knowledge of God. Philippians 3:3 says we have no confidence in the flesh. Don't have confidence in what you feel. Don't have confidence in your own ability. Don't have confidence in just doing things and handling them according to your own ways. So many times when a problem comes up, we just think, well, what should I do about this? That's a great mistake. You need to submit to God and say, Lord, what do you want me to do about this? What does your Word say? Thank you, Holy Spirit, for quickening me and showing me what to do. And start praying and get in the Word and thinking on the Word and listen to the Holy Spirit so He can show you what to do. Have no confidence in the flesh. If you walk in the lusts of the flesh, that is of the enemy. That's not of the Father. It's of the world. And the world will pass away in the lust thereof. But you do the will of God, you'll abide forever. Well, praise God, we're not to yield to this flesh any longer. The Bible says that if we walk by the ways of the flesh, it produces uncleanness in Romans 6:19, and that produces iniquity and produces more iniquity in our life. That is wickedness, and that brings forth death. But what are we supposed to do? Yield your members, yield your mind, yield what you're hearing, what you're seeing, yield your mouth, what you're speaking, the steps that you're taking, everything that you're dealing with to righteousness. Be sure that you're not walking after what you want. If you yield to righteousness, then it produces holiness in your life. We're not going to continue and let our members be yield to the flesh, because that's bringing destruction, and we're brought into captivity to the law of sin, which is in our members. What's the answer? Get your minds renewed to the truth. That's what Paul found out in Romans 7:25. With the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. We're not going to serve that anymore. We now are going to walk in the Spirit. Now, Romans 8:5, it says, they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Are you following after whatever you want? If you're following after whatever you want, you're just minding the things of the flesh. You're just following your own ways instead of being led by the Spirit. If you're after the Spirit, you'll follow the things of the Spirit. So you got to be spiritually minded. A carnal mind is following your own ways, independent of God's Word, independent of submitting to Him, brings forth death. But to be spiritually minded, that's a Word-ruled mind. I'm thinking, what does the Word say? What does God's Word say? What does God want me to do? That produces life and peace. The carnal mind is enmity or an enemy against God. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And if you're in the flesh by walking with a carnal mind, you can't please God. Only you can please God by walking by faith, which is with a spiritual mind according to the Word of God. Now remember, if we're living after the flesh, it's a way of life, then we shall die. It says that in Romans 8, 12, and 13. But if you through the Spirit mortify the deeds of the body. See, as you walk in the Word of God by your Spirit, then you're going to deaden and mortify the deeds of the body. And then what's going to happen? You're going to have life. The life of God is going to be manifest in you. See, we've got to learn to walk in the Spirit. In fact, in 1 Corinthians 3:1, he says, I, brethren, couldn't speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. Why? Because they were continuing to be carnal. They let envy and strife and divisions and all these things get in them, and they were walking as men. They were walking in the flesh. They were just walking however they wanted. And that's a great mistake. We can't walk after the flesh any longer. And we're not supposed to know people after the flesh anymore. You're supposed to know them after the Spirit. You can't continue in that way, or you're going to follow the ways of the lust of the flesh, open up the door for the devil to come in. The Bible says in Romans 13, 14, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't make provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust anymore. We're to get those exceeding great and precious promises and become a partaker of the divine nature by hearing and doing them, and we'll escape the corruption that's in the world through lust. The Bible says that we should hate even the garment spotted by the flesh in Jude, verse 23. You should hate your garment spotted by the flesh. You are not going to have that operating in your life. What are you going to do? You're going to get the Word of God, and you're going to do what the Word says. 2 Corinthians 7:1 says, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. You know, Jesus is coming back for a church that's going to be a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it's going to be holy and without blemish. If you are walking in the flesh, then you are blemished. You are having a garment spotted by the flesh. God says, cleanse yourself from the filthiness of the flesh. Mortify the deeds of the flesh. And also the filthiness of the spirit, which is casting out all the demonic spirits. That's why deliverance is important. You've got to mortify the flesh and cast out all the spirits, perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. If you continue in the flesh, you're sinning. That's how spirits come in, and it brings you into bondage. You've got to cleanse yourself from both the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, mortify the deeds of the flesh, cast out the spirits, perfect holiness in the fear of God. Well, walk in the Spirit and overcome the flesh. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,